We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
The I Like It Spooky Horror Podcast presents Pure Macabre's
Mishmash
with your host,
Leah Stalker.
I'm so glad that you're here.
I Like It Spooky.
Welcome to Pure Macabre's Mishmash, presented by the I Like It Spooky Horror Podcast. I'm your hostess, Leah Stalker, here to shine a light on the haunted happenings of Michigan. It's Saturday, March 9th, and this week I'll be covering two huge vendor events hitting big cities in Michigan. It's also that time of the year when Michigan needs to banish its local Detroit demon. Not sure what I'm talking about? Stay tuned to find out. So, without further delay, let's get into it. If you dig nostalgia, if you enjoy antiques, or if you like old shit, I've got the perfect event for you. It's the Totally Rad Vintage Fest at Huntington Place in Detroit, Michigan, on Saturday, March 16th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Indulge your inner collector and shop till you drop at Totally Rad Vintage Fest, a traveling vintage festival making its way to Detroit. Delve into an exclusive collection of vintage clothing and accessories from the 80s, 90s, and Y2K, carefully curated by a massive list of vendors. While most vendors are about clothing, Totally Rad Vintage Fest has also made sure to include vendors who specialize in curating vintage records, toys, home goods, and video games. In addition to shopping, you can also relive the golden age of gaming at the Free Play Vintage Arcade. Journey through time as you explore the Rad Relic Museum, where you'll find a curated collection of relics from the past, and strike a pose at their nostalgic photo ops of meticulously recreated scenes reminiscent of the bygone decades. This is an event I had the pleasure of attending last year, and you've got to check it out. Each booth was so unique, and I got lost for hours searching what all the vendors had to offer. Even better, the vibes were off the charts. Everyone was so cool and chill. It made the event so much fun. You can dress as casual as you want, but I suggest wearing some of your favorite vintage attire or most off-the-wall outfits. This is the crowd that's going to appreciate the artistry. The one tip I can offer if you decide to hit up this event is to bring your own reusable bags. Some of the vendors were selling bags, but most weren't offering them for your purchases, which is totally fine and makes sense, but I want everyone to be aware and come prepared. You know you have a bunch of cute reusable bags rotting away in your hall closet anyway, so this is the time to use them. General admission tickets are $8 in advance and $12 the day of the event. You can also purchase early bird tickets for $25 that will get you early access to the event at 8:30 a.m., so you can have first dibs on everything before the rush. You can find more details and tickets at totallyradvf.com. You can also follow them on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, all at totallyradvf. It's that time again where I struggle to pronounce Ypsilanti correctly. Ypsilanti? And that can only mean one thing. Holy Bones is back at it again. Holy Bones curates events celebrating artists, performers, and creative souls in Ypsilanti, Michigan. This time, they're bringing you Lucky Bones Artisan Market, a free-to-attend all-ages event at the Ypsy Frayn House on Sunday, March 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you want to get out and explore some local artists, oddities, and vintage treasures, this is the place for you. This time around, they're featuring fabulous local vendors like Living Roots Creations, The Merry Moth, Cottage Level Chaos, Kelly Bakes & Company, Ypsilanti writer Amy Probst, KG Design & Decor, Wisp Incenses, Uncommon by Nature, Ashley Waddle Crafts, Gawk Printing LLC, Poplar Trading, The Tea is for You, Ghost of the Woods Art, The Branded Bee Boutique, Tender on Weavings, Kiku Creatives, Chroma to Form, Black Adept, and so many more. You can also get a bad luck reading by What's Your Deal Tarot. Make sure you check out Lucky Bones, but I also implore you to follow Holy Bones Festival on both Instagram and Facebook. They're always putting on fabulous events all year long, showcasing local Michigan talent that you're not going to want to miss. Also, if you felt personally victimized by the way I pronounce Ypsilanti, please direct all emails to puremacabre@gmail.com. finally, it's time to discuss a Detroit legend. No, I'm not talking about Steve Yzerman, but respect, of course. I'm talking about the Nain Rouge. If you don't know the legend, buckle in for your down and dirty Detroit history lesson. According to various tales about the Nain Rouge, or Red Dwarf, Detroit's founder, Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac, was told by a fortune teller to appease the Nain Rouge, but he instead attacked it with his cane and shouted, "Get out of my way, you red imp!" That good old Detroit hospitality. As a consequence, a string of bad luck befell Cadillac. He was charged with abuse of power and reassigned to Louisiana, later returning to France where he was briefly imprisoned and eventually lost his fortune. Some say the Nain Rouge is still kicking around Detroit and makes an appearance before catastrophe hits. Two utility workers claim to have seen the creature before the 1967 Detroit riots, and supposedly it was also seen before an ice storm in 1970. Now that we're all on the same page about the Nain Rouge, it's time for everyone to band together on Sunday, March 24th and parade the Red Demon away for one more year at the March du Nain Rouge. At noon, everyone will gather at the corner of Canfield and 2nd in Detroit, Michigan, right next to the former traffic jam and snug, for a celebration of Detroit with local entertainment. At 1 p.m., the procession will start down towards the Masonic Temple. You are the parade and the possibilities are endless. Have fun with your friends and family. All are invited to join. Young, old, all shapes, sizes, and persuasions. It is highly recommended to wear a costume so the Nain Rouge doesn't recognize you, but also because it's really fun. This is about celebrating Detroit and the people who love this city, whether you live there or not. As a side note, the parade is pretty much kid-friendly. Lots of kids go. Some of them do get creeped out by the Nain Rouge, but so do most of the adults. That's why we have to band together. Well-behaved dogs on leashes are okay too. Most importantly, be smart and be respectful of fellow parade attendees, our neighbors, residents, and businesses in the area. Be cool to everyone, especially protesters if they should attend. All views on the legend of the Nain Rouge are welcome. Should the Nain Rouge, Detroit's legendary harbinger of doom, try something dastardly, we will show the Nain that hope prevails in the city that rises from the ashes. Bring your sense of Detroit pride and a sense of humor. That's the March du Nain Rouge on Sunday, March 24th at noon at the intersection of Canfield and 2nd in Detroit, Michigan. You can find more information at marchdunainrouge.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right, darlings, let's have a moment for a little station identification and hear from our podcast network, the PFPN.
Listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
While my time is coming to a close, have no fear. We've got plenty more blood-curdling content for you to get your ears on. The I Like It Spooky Horror Podcast main feature episodes with Clint and Brian will always be coming at you bi-weekly on Sundays. On the first Tuesday and Thursday of each month, Brian hosts Appendages, episodes to highlight horror on the free streaming services Crackle and Redbox. If that wasn't enough, on the third Tuesday of each month, you can tune into Indie Spotlight, where Clint, Brian, and myself will be bringing you our take on indie movies, comics, authors, music, and much more. If you're looking for more mishmash, and me, I'll be back bi-weekly on Saturdays to let you know what's up and everything going down here in Michigan. You can also find Pure Macabre on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, where I post about upcoming events, local haunts, and more happening in Michigan. Until next time, keep exploring, my fellow mitten monsters.
I'm gonna go get some of that.